Anna. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is David Straker. That's S-T-R-A-K-E-R. His website is changingminds.org. And you were talking about this program on television that the victims actually were kind of making excuses after he had taken their money.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is typical of it. It indicates the strength of the bond. The people also, can after you've been conned, you may well also feel really angry and so on. But it's a typical indication of the power of the psychopath that they create such a strong bond, to get people to do all kinds of things, including handing over their hard-earned money, that the person cannot believe it. It's also this is a characteristic of us as people, in that when we do things, we try to explain, we need to explain why we did it. So if I give you my money, then I have to say, why did I give you your money? Perhaps without any checking up on something, it would be, well, I must have given you your money because you are a very trustworthy person and I like you a great deal. And if I cannot let go of that decision, even when I found out that I was wrong, then I get stuck in that very strange place of hating you and at the same time loving you. It's like you get relationships where, you can't live with him, can't live without him. It's that kind of thing.
Right. And people don't like to admit that they've been conned or that they have fallen for something that wasn't true, but to be willing to sacrifice friends and money in order to accommodate the psychopathic behavior of your partner is kind of a lot of things to give up. But people do that.
Yep, absolutely. They will, and say that's the power of the human bond. In any form of changing minds, there is bonding with people is a part of the process. My wife was a very successful and much loved teacher, and she could get through to kids that other teachers couldn't reach. And the reason that she did that, the key word was respect. But that respect led to bonds, and so her kids absolutely loved her, and so they listened, and so they went along with it, and so she could teach them things. And at the end, ended up going away. She was an English teacher. They thought Shakespeare was wonderful, and many of them still do, whereas most of us run screaming from Shakespeare because of the way it's taught to us.
But the example of the English teacher, she wasn't psychopathic, and so the influence that she had over her students was very beneficial for everybody. It was a win-win kind of a situation. Whereas if you're dealing with a psychopath, and the psychopath always has to be the winner, then it's usually a win-lose situation for everybody that he has an influence over, correct?
Yeah, absolutely, that's right. And what happens is my wife's situation, she was using in a pro-social way. The psychopath was using the same human tendencies to bonding in an antisocial way.
Right. Now, does the psychopath usually have some early behavioral problems? For instance, lying, theft, cheating, vandalism, stealing cars, bullying, sexual activity, fire setting, glue sniffing, alcohol use, running away from home, that kind of thing?
They can well do. It also depends upon the how it develops, because we can develop in different ways. It might appear that later.
All righty. Sorry to interrupt. We do have a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is David Straker. His website is changingminds.org. We will take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. I can't remember what we were talking about just before the break, but let me make a comment. Somebody in the chat room said, psychopaths use a person's honesty against them, especially in a court of law. And I'm not sure what this person meant, but can you relate to that at all?
Yes, typically if a psychopath, for example, is asking a question, if I am asked, so if a psychopath is on the stand being asked questions, they will tell lies. Not willy-nilly, but because they know they might get caught. But, you know, if they believe they can get away with it, most certainly will. But they'll work on the principle that other people will tell lies. So if they get to ask questions, or they can influence the lawyers to ask questions, then they know that most people will be truthful, even to the point that it might harm them, because people feel they don't want to tell lies. So they'll get them to say things or ask specific questions, because what we say, particularly in court, depends upon what we're asked. So if a psychopath can influence questions that require people to answer them, then if the answer is something that, in truth will help the psychopath, then they will quite happily head that route.
Huh. Now, are they? Do they tend to be litigious? Do they like to use the court system, the legal system, in order to challenge or even economically destroy other people?
They can do. The dilemma with the court system is that the control is being taken away from the psychopath. So the psychopath would prefer to threaten with the law, you know, and maybe use it in sort of, you know, even sending you summons and so on. But when things get to court, then it's a bit more difficult to control. So they would be less so. There's an interesting thing here in that in the DSM-4 criteria, which are for, you know, mental conditions, you know, the clinical definitions, psychopathy is not a separate thing, but it's contained within antisocial personality disorder. There is certainly a movement to make it separate, but also within the antisocial personality is a tendency to be more impulsive. Psychopaths tend to be less impulsive. Narcissists will be more impulsive, and people with general antisocial personality disorders can be more impulsive.
Right. Alrighty. We talked earlier about the isolation factor, that the perpetrator always wants to isolate his victims from their family and friends. Now, is this because of jealousy of former friends, or is it to isolate the family from all of the support that they might get? You know, it's kind of hard to determine why a person would do that.
Jealousy is often based on fear, and psychopaths tend to lack fear. The closest they would tend to come to that is seeing something going out of control, which is something that will kind of, you know, they don't want to happen. So, as they tend to be relatively cold, although they will certainly display emotions to get what they want, it's something that, you know, you can simply say, is what they're doing going to get the control? It's, you know, we come back to this control word all the time, but it is central.
All right. Well, is an isolated family easier to control than a family that has a lot of social contacts and a lot of family contacts?
Yes, very quite simply, yes. And the level of not just somebody who's got contacts, but it's the strength of those contacts. So you might be, my victim. But I might find that within your family, you don't actually talk that much with your family. You see them at Christmas and, you know, and vacations. But you know, whereas I might also find that, you know, you see your family an awful lot. You talk a lot with them. You tell them all your troubles, and and so on. And I might look at that and going, yeah, that's a bit too complex a web for me. Or I might even say, hey, there's a bit of a challenge. I'll have a go.
And so that is a reason that they like the isolation factor.
Yes, it's the control thing. Is the thing it's easier to control. Because psychopaths tend to have a very a strong sense of superiority to everybody else. A psychopath who believes themselves particularly to do that might actually take on the challenge, because if I'm a psychopath and I can control your family, which are all really well interconnected, then I prove to myself how brilliant I am at control. I can even control, you know, people like that. But the most psychopaths would look at that going, no, that's just a bit too complex. I'll go with the simpler one.
Oh, okay. So they have a superiority feeling. They think that they're better and smarter and more skilled at everything than other people.
Yes, they do tend to have a sense of entitlement, you know, that they deserve, you know, things because they're superior. This is of course, as we spoke before about the, you know, the smarter psychopaths, you know, as opposed to the ones, because you know, intelligence is a variable that affects everybody, and if psychopaths have a bit of a weakness, you know, they may consider themselves to be more intelligent than they are. In which case they might give themselves away.
Hmm. All righty, we've got a bunch of callers lining up, so let's take some phone calls. Let's take Kathy in Oregon. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Well, I'm wanting to ask David about the psychopath's choice. Does he have the choice to change, or is he just a victim of his circumstances in life?
Well, yeah, that's a good point, because it is a little bit of both, but we all have free will. Everybody can choose. So the psychopath might have tendencies towards things, but they have choice. There's something that happens with this in when you get older people in who have dementia of some form. One of the things that can be lost is their ability to control themselves, which is one reason why perhaps older people sometimes become quite unpleasant. Because through their lives, they might have been holding back that anger and unpleasantness, but they lose that control. So there are two things. There's the tendency and the control. And if somebody doesn't have the ability to control and has the strong tendency, then sure as eggs, then nothing will stop them acting in that way.
All righty.
Did you have another question, Kathy?
No, thanks, Deanna. Thank you very
Alrighty.
Much.
Thank you. All right, let's take Jesse in Montana. Jesse, welcome to the program.
How are you?
Good, and you?
Good. My question was, I have a brother-in-law that, you know, I've always kind of considered a psychopath. anyway, it seems he has kind of a power over my sister-in-law, but I guess drugs influence it as well. Is there... I mean, do they ever use drugs to do that, to control people?
They might do. I wouldn't think a psychopath would be tendency to take drugs themselves, because that would lose control. But they might use them for control.
Okay. Yeah, that was my question right there.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Let's take Nancy in Illinois. Nancy, welcome to the program.
Question: how, if you feel that you are dealing with a psychopath, what's your best course of action in communicating or responding?
The best thing to do with a psychopath is get away from them. Never ever try to change them. You're not going to.
But if you are in a situation, for example, they're suing you,
right.
And you have to deal with them, what is the best course of action to not sort of flare up the psychopathic behavior? Does that make sense?
Yep, stay cool. They may well try to provoke you. Don't trust them in anything. Absolutely, in anything they say, know that anything they say at all might be false. So if they say something, check up on them. Keep records. Keep records of everything they do. Keep logs. Keep all copies of documents. And be very, very careful about what you do, because anything you do or say, they may use as ammunition against you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. All righty, let's take Joe. Oh, Joe in North Carolina dropped. Okay, earlier, I believe it was Jesse that was talking about drugs. Although the psychopath would not necessarily take drugs, would they encourage their spouse to take drugs, or would they encourage their spouse to drink in order to have more control over that spouse?
If it makes sense, yeah, they certainly could. They would have no compunction in doing so. This is the key thing about it. They wouldn't think, I would be bad, it's the wrong thing to do. They would think, hey, if I give them some drugs or drink, then I can make them do this. That's fine. That's all they need.
All righty. We are going to take a short 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Our guest today is David Straker. His website is changingminds.org. And let's take another caller. Let's take Brian in Massachusetts.
Hi, good afternoon, Deanna. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon.
My question is a psychopath predominantly male? And if yes, why do you think that is?
Yes, good question. Yes, it's something like 1% of the population is psychopathic, of the male population. There are far fewer male psychopaths. I think if you look at the evolutionary forces on us, the way that we developed as man the hunter and woman the nurturer, the bringing up of the children and so on, men had to be harsher in terms of, first of all, hunting and fighting off predators and so on, and secondly of getting the girl, of fighting off other males to get to the woman. And women will often choose the stronger appearing man, so there is a more direct influence on men to achieve their ends, because if they don't achieve the end of fighting off the predator, then they're somebody else's lunch. If they don't get the girl, then they don't get to spread their genes.
All right. That makes sense. Brian, do you have another question? Is Brian not there? Okay, let's go on to Jeff in Vermont. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. I'm enjoying the show. It's pretty good. I got a question. I know you guys are more or less talking about individual psychopaths and everything, but I want to talk about if there's something in his research that indicated group psychopaths. We're a group of people based upon a religion or a creed or a race is working together to, as I'll just use Great Britain as an example. When you think of Great Britain, you think of the British people, white, Anglo-Saxon, and you have a group of people in your country.
You're talking about Congress, right?
Or their parliament, or where they... Yeah.
I'm being facetious.
Yeah, exactly. A group, maybe they're controlled by a group, you know, and they're not all psychopaths, but the psychopaths are actually controlling them in some way, shape, or form. And I want to stay on the race kind of issue where these group of people that are in Great Britain are fundamentally destroying Great Britain as a Anglo-Saxon country. If you look at, you know, Birmingham and London, I think it's almost half of that, those cities are flooded with Muslims and Somalians and blacks. And being a Great Britain, how do you feel about, you know, Britain being destroyed by your culture?
I think that's kind of off topic a bit, but I think that there are groups of psychopathic people. But I'd kind of like to stay on just the personal
individual
relationships.
All right.
Thanks for your call, Jeff.
Appreciate it very much.
All righty. Getting back to this drug and alcohol situation. Somebody in the chat room said, if there is something the psychopath wants from his victim, he will use and try any means to get it, which might include a person offering drugs or something to their spouse in order to get either even more control. Is that a possible scenario?
Yes, it's possible. One of the things I would say about it is by and large, a psychopath likes to be considered as being the good person, you know, the person who's, you know, right and you know, who is following the rules. So when they break the rules, you know, it tends to be more covert, you know, unless it's got to the point where, you know, they're in so much control they can do so. Because, you know, particularly starting off, if I'm going to try and, you know, I was going, hi, Deanna, you know, I'm a nice person. Hey, have some drugs. You know, you're going to think, hey, what kind of person is this? Or even your friends might go, hey, what kind of person is this? Whereas if I came along and said, hey, how about you? Let's go to this party. There's a nice party here. And there just happens to be some people here who spike their drink. And maybe they might even be friends of mine. I asked them to spike their drink. And then you're in all sorts of things. And I'm going, oh, gosh, you poor thing. Let me help you. You know, then I am more in control than I just give you drugs. So buying drugs is probably a more successful way that they do it.
Pretty sneaky. But, of course, psychopaths are pretty sneaky, aren't they?
They love being sneaky.
Do psychopaths often gravitate towards each other, as in partners in crime?
That's a really interesting question. I'm not sure the answer to that. I suspect they may a bit, but not. The reason I think largely not, because they tend towards themselves. Their focus is on their own control.
Okay.
When we work in a group of people, then we're ceding control to somebody else. And the question is, if psychopaths are working together, who's in charge?
Okay.
Because they also, because they don't, you know, they are not trustworthy, they also don't trust anybody. You know, anybody they can't predict. So if I look at you and I think you're a psychopath, I can't predict you. I'm not worried about that.
Okay. We are going to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors with our guest today, David Straker.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Global Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Welcome back. Deanna, our guest today is David Straker. His website is changingminds.org. If you have a phone, if you have a question or comment, you may call 800-313-9443. Let's take Richard in Alabama. Richard, welcome to the program.
Hi. David, I'd like to call your attention to a certain type of socially acceptable psychopathy that is infecting our society. And one example you see commonly is a journalist, an author, will visit a prisoner in the prison and try to interview the prisoner on the subject of his crime, his trial, or his attorney, or whatever. But the prisoner will fall back on a socially acceptable psychopathic behavior. He will point around and say, look, how many people of my race, people that look like me, are in prison for this particular crime against that particular class of victim. And you can see by the numbers that I and all these people are being selectively prosecuted because we look a certain way. And then we, as a TV watchers, and we sort of shrink and think, well, yeah, that's reasonable. There's too many of them. Look at the numbers. There's got to be something wrong here. And we feel guilty and we feel like, well, let's not look at this case. Let's look at the numbers, and let's let this guy go.
All right. David, what do you think?
That's classic. The psychopath in prison is a very interesting case. One of the things that psychopaths in prison love is the friendly psychologist, that somebody who's going to come along and try and cure them, help them to be a good person, and they will give them the wonderful runaround. And even, you know, just to get to parole board, they'll try and con the parole board and so on. This case that you're talking about in particular, Richard, of being on TV, you know, just imagine you are talking on TV to thousands, maybe millions of people. What a wonderful platform for control. So the things that's the person, the psychopath in prison, is saying to the journalist, they're not talking to the journalist. They're talking to everybody, you know, out there, and they're trying to control how everybody's thinking and shifting opinion in their direction. What a great platform.
All right, does that address your question?
So he agrees it is a socially acceptable type of psychopathy.
In the way that any interview with somebody who is making an excuse in a persuasive way, they don't have to be just psychopathic. You know, any interview, for example, of a politician who has done something, you know, wrong or reprehensible, if the politician can explain their behavior in, you know, terms of, you know, they had to do it for the greater good or some other reason, if that is used as an excuse, if we are excusing ourselves and trying to spread sympathy, then we may or may not be psychopathic, but certainly psychopaths will use that to the max.
All righty. Thank you very much, Richard, for your phone call.
Bye.
All righty. Let's take Joshua in New Jersey. Joshua, welcome to the program. Joshua?
Joshua's having a good time there.
Yes, apparently. Okay, let's move on to Ben in North Dakota. Ben, welcome to the program.
My name is Sven.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I want to talk about the turn the other cheek thing that convinces people to, like, put up with these people. Do you have any comment on that?
Yeah, if a psychopath slaps you and you turn the other cheek, he'll slap the other cheek too.
No, I'm talking about the religious aspect of it.
Oh, the religious aspect, yeah. Okay, so the religious aspect says, this is getting into slightly tricky waters when you're talking about religion, but let's have a go. So religion says if somebody, you know, does something to you, then you shouldn't, you know, go like an eye for an eye. You shouldn't I get revenge back. You should sort of kind of forgive them. The problem with forgiving a psychopath and allowing a psychopath and giving them the benefit of the doubt is that they're not going to somehow do it right next time. Nor also the same will if you try to take revenge on a psychopath, they'll think, hey, this is a game, and they'll play you. I would never, ever try and outdo a psychopath at their own game. They'll win.
Sir, does that answer that question?
Yeah, that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah. All righty. Thank you so much for the question and your phone call. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. Let's take Reese in New York. Reese, welcome to the program.
Hey, good afternoon. I was just thinking, I was originally going to call up and ask if David could give us bullet points on a psychopathic personality, but I might have something even simpler. Do you remember that movie? I believe it was Paul Newman. It's called Misery, where he gets taken in by this fan of his. He's an author, and she locks him into to a room. He has, like, a broken leg. Do you recall
that
film?
Yeah, but I don't think it was Paul Newman. I think it was I can't remember.
I can't,
what it was.
I was trying to remember too, but does he remember that movie? And does he think that would be a good profile for psychopaths?
I'm afraid I don't. My wife is a great movie buff. She would tell me immediately what it is. I get halfway through a movie and I say, have we seen this before? I'm afraid I don't remember them too well.
So many times on television, they've rebroadcast it. Particularly being in your field, you may want to watch it because she's like what I would call an extreme psychopath, you know.
Sorry, big pardon. Yeah, Reese, you're absolutely right. There are extreme psychopaths. And as we said, there's something of a spectrum. There's a level beyond we can say, that's pretty psychopathic, and there's a level we say, that's extremely psychopathic.
Could we go back to my former question? Can you give us just bullet points on identifying a psychopath? Let's say you're in a room with people. What qualities would identify them to you?
Well, certainly right. Here we go. First of all, a high need for control, much higher than anybody else. We all have a need for sense control. A psychopath has a very high need for control. So anything that takes control away from them, they will respond to quite vigorously. They tend to be arrogant and confident. They've got a sense of superiority and entitlement. You know, they believe they are the best. They're easily bored. They like stimulation, but they've got no fear about doing things. So they'll do whatever they think will work. They've got no loyalty or empathy or concern for other people. But no empathy is really important because in brain scans, it has been shown that the bits of the brain that light up when empathy is running just don't work. It's broken. They will callously use lies, manipulate, abuse people in any way they think they can get away with and which will work. So they've got no conscience, no guilt, no remorse, doesn't matter how bad, and they will also manage their own image quite cunningly and will shift blame to other people without any problem whatsoever. How's that?
Well, thank you. Diana, I think you may have been correct, though, because that describes most of the people running this country right now.
Right.
And heading the agencies, like
right.
Hillary Clinton and, Bush, Clinton. They do seem, when it comes to that aspect of having no conscience, that's the thing that just stuck out in my mind,
right.
Having no conscience about what they're doing.
Well, as David mentioned earlier, these people will try and get into business, and usually psychopaths will walk over the backs of other people to get to the top of any organization that they happen to be involved in. And the name of that actor is James Caan in Misery.
Oh, James Caan, correct.
Yes.
Who is the female actress that played the...
Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates, yeah. That was a good movie. I do remember that and what she did. I mean, the ruthlessness of the control over him, and yet she was, like, gloating over him. One side of it was she was absolutely fawning over him, but then she would go to any means, including physical injury, to keep him sequestered in the home. You know, cutting the phone line so he couldn't make a phone call, keeping the door locked, watching if she heard any noise to see if he was trying to escape. It's really chilling because of the fact that they have this, I don't know what you'd call it, hot and cold aspect. They can actually seem to be very amicable and genuine, and yet they have this flip side to them that just most people's minds would not even be able to conceive of doing something like this in order to control someone else.
Right. Yeah. And David, why is that they can do that? And I think Reese struck on something here. It's that other people cannot conceive of acting like a psychopath, and that's why we're easily vulnerable to their...
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. Because it is so alien, people are not psychopaths, the thought of behaving like that is just, horrifying. And when you see somebody who's like that, it's terrifying. Robert Hare, who we mentioned before, is an expert in psychopathy, gave a good example. He was asked to give Nicole Kidman advice on when she was playing a psychopathic personality in the film. He was asked to give her an example of how a psychopath might behave. And what he said was, imagine there's a situation where the psychopath is walking down the street, a child runs out and is knocked down and killed, and The child and mother is there, weeping inconsolably. The psychopath walks up, looks at the child, looks at the mother, just curiously. Cut to the next scene. The psychopath is then back at home, looking in the mirror, practicing the expressions that the mother gave. To most of us, that is horrible, utterly horrible, but that is characteristic.
So they have to practice being normal in order to outsmart their victims, right?
Yes, absolutely. Because they don't feel those emotions, they will practice them. And the most effective ones, and they do want to be effective because they want control, will absolutely practice it. They'll watch people. They will mimic the body language. They're, you know, good psychopaths are very good actors.
Well, just my final point, because I'm going to go to David's site, is this, that it seems to me, from what he's been describing, politicians, more than anyone else that I could think of, fit the description of a psychopath, because they routinely will go to some kind of a fundraiser and smile at people and seem very engaging, and yet they do not care at all about them. They will send their children to war. They will lie. They will walk out of the meeting and pass legislation completely opposite to what their constituents want. So thank you for that illumination.
Yeah, just a point about politicians. I'll make another interesting point beyond that. And the question in politics, just the way the whole thing is set up, is it possible to be a politician and not corrupt? So, yeah, and I wonder about that.
Right. I don't think it is.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry, there's another thing. Dan Ariely, this behavioral economist who wrote a book called Predictably Irrational, has an interesting test where he can test how much you cheat. And he found that most people, you know, given a test, his little test was basically his little math test, and you report your results, and that you think that he doesn't know what your results were, but he does. And he found that most people will cheat just a bit. And that some people cheat more, and a psychopath would cheat as much as they think they could get away with. And Dan Ariely did a test where he took politicians and he took bankers and gave them the same test. And the question is, who do you think cheated more?
That's a real toss-up. Yeah. Bankers?
Yeah, absolutely. It was bankers. Bankers cheated twice as much as politicians. But that makes sense as well, because you think if you're a psychopath, money is great because money means control. If you've got money, you can control pretty much anything. So where's the money? In the banks. Hey, let's go and be a banker. Let's get lots of bonuses. So it would be very interesting, and I'm not saying bankers are psychopathic because they are very good bankers about as well, that it would be interesting to take a clinical psychopathic test and apply it to bankers and see what the results were.
Fascinating. Well, Reese, thank you for your phone call. Did you have any other comments?
That's all. It's food for thought, and I thank you for the time and for the excellent guest. I appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you for your phone call. We were talking earlier, David, about ask a question, or somebody in the chat room ask a question. If liars gravitate toward each other, sort of like partners in crime, but would a spouse or a partner or a family member lie or cheat in order to accommodate the psychopathic's agenda?
Yes, if the psychopath basically has got them on side, has, you know, made them their own as such, then they wouldn't see, you know, we often, when we lie, it's often we tell lies as the best alternative. You know, we'll tell white lies to protect people and things like that. And so a person might well lie in order to protect the psychopath, in order to, you know, help them, because the psychopath will use reciprocity a great deal, like, I do this bit for you, now you've got to do this thing for me, like telling lies. And so, yeah, getting people to lie. And also, if a psychopath gets a person to tell lies, then the psychopath now has the weapon of blackmail if they want to use it.
Alrighty. Would family members lie to the psychopath in order to stay on their good side?
Yes, if they think that that's going to be the best approach. You know, it's, you know, it depends very much upon the relationship. When a psychopath has got themselves into a position of power and control, and people realize that this person is now in control and there's nothing that they seem to be able to do to get away from it, then, yes, do you think, for example, of a controlling husband, you know, and says to the wife, did you talk to that guy next door? You know, what's going to happen? The wife's going to say no.
Alrighty, we are going to a three-minute break. We'll be right back with our guest today, David Straker, after a word from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Our guest today has been David Straker. His website is changingminds.org. And just before we went to the break, you were talking about, for instance, a psychopathic husband asked if the wife had talked to the neighbor, and she would lie. And would she lie just to keep peace in the family?
Yes, because whenever somebody asks us something like that, or any question, we don't just go, well, I must tell the truth. We also think about what might happen You know, what might happen if I tell the truth? What might happen if I don't tell the truth? And we base our answer as much on what might happen as to what the truth really is.
Right. And the person, the family member, would be willing to lie just in order to accommodate the psychopathic's personality's needs or wants or desires.
Yep.
And,
yes, indeed. Yeah, and the psychopath may well know that the wife had spoken to the neighbour, and let the fact that she's lied in order to keep the peace go, because the psychopath knows then that he has made her lie.
Ah, so, another control factor.
Yep.
Oh. Now, Ken, somebody in the chat room wants to know if a psychopath can, excuse me, pass a lie detector test.
And the answer is if it's a one which you use is basically like measuring galvanic skin response and things like that, they can. If it is... a lot of the things that happen is it's like if you get an actor to lie. Actors can lie very, very well. Some people can lie without giving any body language signals, without any showing any signs of stress. And I saw something once that they tend to go into one of two professions. One is acting and the other was selling. Although there are plenty of salespeople also who are good people, are just doing a job, so I'm not going to point at salespeople. But, it is something in which it depends upon the situation. But that question of telling lies, the research on lying, there are two dimensions that tend to come up. One is stress, that what you're effectively doing with a lie detector is often measuring stress. And because a psychopath wouldn't feel stress on that, because they don't tend to lack any fear, then they would pass things which are stress. Looking for stress is also a bad thing not a very good way of detecting lies, because people feel stressed for all kinds of reasons, not just lying.
Sure, but if you're a psychopath and you're a pathological liar, then you're so used to lying you probably wouldn't feel any stress anyway, and
absolutely.
Maybe you even believe your lies half the time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can very much... it's kind of the difference between a psychopath and a narcissist. A narcissist is more likely to believe their lie, their fantasies. A psychopath knows it, but they because they're in charge, they're in control.
Amazing. Well, you've been a fabulous guest, Dave, and I sure thank you for being on the program today. And listeners, his website is changingminds.org. Go there and see all of the interesting resources that he has. Thank you so much, David.
Thank you, and thank you to everybody who's called in.
All righty. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.